This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, December 12th, brought to you by Watkinson Milling and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Angie Craig blasts bridge payments. Senate fails to extend ACA premium subsidies, and senators call for bird flu vaccine strategy. Craig, what bridge? Angie Craig from Minnesota, the top Democrat on the House Agriculture Committee, says the $12 billion farmer aid package is just a temporary fix for the farm economy unless President Donald Trump changes his trade policy. The administration has called this a bridge. Where's the bridge? This is more like a circle, Craig said on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. We want to eliminate the need for payments in the future, but to do that, you're going to have to end the trade war, she said. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said in announcing the aid on Monday that the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program will usher in a new golden age where farmers won't need government assistance. Craig also criticized the administration's shifting timeline for Chinese soybean purchases. The goalposts keep changing. I mean, it's getting kind of ridiculous, she said. For this week's newsmakers, we'll be available today at AgriPulse.com. For the latest on Chinese soybean purchases, you can see our soybean tracker at AgriPulse.com. Senate lets Affordable Care Act subsidies expire. The Senate rejected two separate bills extending expiring Affordable Care Act premium subsidies, meaning about 22 million Americans will see their health care premiums increase. In some cases, those increases will be substantial. KFF, formerly the Kaiser Family Foundation, estimates that expiration of the enhanced premium tax credits will mean that monthly premium payments will more than double. A Republican bill would have provided $1,000 to $1,500 to enrollees in place of extending the enhanced subsidies. A Democratic bill would have extended the subsidies for 3 years. KFF says 27% of farmers get their insurance on the individual market, which is mostly composed of the ACA marketplaces. Senators call for swift avian flu vaccine strategy. A bipartisan group of senators wants the administration to swiftly finalize its avian flu vaccine strategy while working closely with affected industries. More than 20 senators, led by Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota, wrote to Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins yesterday stressing the need for a comprehensive vaccine strategy. Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota also signed on. A finalized vaccine strategy, they argued, should first consider feedback from industry and animal health experts. It should be grounded in science. It should address all impacted species and finally work with other countries to manage any trade impacts. Now, take note, the administration's avian flu strategy published in February includes a commitment to solicit feedback to develop a pathway to a vaccine. Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden told AgriPulse last week the administration is talking to trade partners about their potential reaction to a vaccine rollout. Countries, including the U.S., have previously restricted imports from places that have vaccinated poultry over concerns it could mask the virus and inhibit detection. We certainly don't want to do anything that's going to result in greater harm to our poultry sector, Vaden said. That's why conversations have to come first. The spread, though, continues. According to USDA data, the virus has been detected in 107 local flocks and affected 1.15 million birds in the last 30 days. Indiana's being hit hardest, a total of 58 flocks and 828,800 birds have been infected. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Legislation would revive biodiesel's blenders tax credit. Truck stops, convenience stores, fuel retailers, and heating oil dealers rallying behind a bill to bring back a tax credit they say would revive demand for U.S. soybeans. A bill introduced this week by Senator Marsha Blackburn, a Tennessee Republican, would reinstate the biodiesel blenders tax credit, the BTC, for 6 months through May 31st, 2026. Taxpayers could choose between claiming it or the 45Z clean fuel production credit that replaced the BTC this year. Biofuel producers are waiting on 45Z rules from the Trump administration. Makers of biodiesel widely made with soybeans say lack of clarity on the credit has severely hurt production. The BTC would increase demand for soybeans immediately, said David Fiakov, the executive vice president of government affairs for the truck stop group NATSO and the fuel retailer group Sigma. Joe Job, who leads the Sustainable Advanced Biofuel Refiners, a biodiesel trade organization, says the measure would give the industry, quote, desperately needed relief. More content from AgriPulse, Ag Tech Video Series. AgriPulse has posted the third segment of our four-part series about agricultural technology, which looks at the regulatory, labor, and financial challenges for modern agriculture, especially specialty crop producers. The latest episode examines how state regulators are hampering specialty crop producers' efforts to use ag tech automation to supplement a diminishing labor supply. It also focuses on ag tech developers' difficulties in securing venture capital to turn research into reality in rural America. Here's today's final word. Right now, it's very difficult to put a timeline to a U.S.-India deal because we all know very well by now, I think through multiple rounds of conversations, most of the trade-related issues have been sorted out. I'd be surprised if we don't have a deal sealed by the end of the financial year. I was hoping, that something would be done by the end of November, but it has turned out to be elusive. That India Chief Economic Advisor V. Antha Nagswaran during an interview with Bloomberg TV yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, December 12th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Elliott.